handling a very sensitive issue that we began on Monday. And I'm speaking on a topic entitled Breaking the System on the Black Horse. Okay, we're going to go in the book of Revelation chapter 6, and we are going to read the scriptures from verse 5. Can you read it for me?
Revelation chapter 6, from verse number 5. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand.
Six.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. And do not harm the oil and the wine."
So in verse 5, the Bible says, New Living Translation, and I'm going to read for you. On that part it says, "When the Lamb broke the third seal, I heard the third living being say, 'Come.' I looked up and saw a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand." In NIV, the Bible says, "When the Lamb opened the third seal." So in other words, there was a Lamb. And when we speak of a Lamb here on the scripture, we are dealing with Jesus Christ himself. Now imagine Jesus, and this is a vision seen by John. He sees a vision. In a vision, he sees a man sitting on a black horse. And from what we shared last time on the scriptures we read from the book of Lamentation chapter 5, verse 10, and all other scriptures we shared, the word black horse, represents famine, judgment, scarcity. It represents lack, when a person is lacking something or missing or wanting. So imagine that he sees a vision, but in the vision, there is something he sees. And when he sees this black horse and somebody sitting on it, and the person who was sitting on this black horse had the ability to distribute or to share what he had. So in other words, he would share the poverty, he would share the suffering, he would share the financial scarcity, he would share the suffering. Now when he saw that, then the voice came from heaven and said, things will become expensive. In other words, in short terms, in verse 6, he's talking about pricing of commodities. It says, then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day wages, and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine." In other words, he sees something which is so troubling. And remember, the book of Revelation was written to this generation. He was seeing the future, which is our generation. You ready for this? Are you ready for what I'm about to say?
Yes.
Now, let me share this to you. So he says, when he saw that there was a demonic spirit, and the job of this demonic spirit was to attack people so that if they had money, they don't have money anymore. If they had doors which were opened, the doors just disappear. If finances were moving, things just... And this particular spirit was responsible for the suffering of people in poverty, suffering, financial struggle. This one, the third one, dealt with a crisis, an economic crisis. Now, I shared with you and said, if he saw this, that is going to happen, it means it was not happening. some here? No, you're not getting. Now just come over here. You come over here. Imagine, stand here. Imagine I tell him to say, I am seeing money coming. Does it mean that there is money already?
No.
It's going to come, right? Now, so if he sees a horse that is going to come, a black horse, which represents what? The spirit of poverty, the spirit of financial lack, the spirit of scarcity. Now, it means it was there. In other words, there'll be an attack. And the one who will be responsible to attack with that demonic spirit is the one sitting on the horse. In other words, it's not how God wants it to be. But there is somebody that is responsible. Now, sit down. It does not mean when he saw a vision of a black horse, then it means that, a horse, a black horse is a demon. No. We don't interpret the things of the spirit in the prophetic world in that way. A person sitting on the horse, it represents someone, there will be someone who will be riding it. Because a horse to move, there must be somebody. I'm here. So you don't interpret like seeing a person or read on a horse like, okay, there's the person on the horse. No. He is saying there is somebody sitting on this horse. Now, the way the horse represents war in the spirit. A horse represents what? Battle. It represents battle. And black, we dealt with the word black in the context of poverty and lack. It represents what? Lack, scarcity, famine. You remember, right? We dealt with this part. So when he says he saw a black horse, it does not mean that, no. So in your mind, you're looking like, one day you see a black horse coming behind you like, hey, I rebuke you. Hey. No, it doesn't. Like, I have a black horse, I'm selling it now. It doesn't mean that. So, in the prophetic, there are metaphors. Prophetic languages. Some here. So, from the scripture point of view, the Bible says, and I saw. What did I saw? I see a black horse. In other words, I saw a battle that was coming, an economic battle that was coming. But there was somebody responsible who was remote controlling who to be affected. Some here. In other words, there is a specific spirit, a demonic spirit of manipulation. When this one attacks you, it's a battle. This is why people say, I've been trying to do this business. It's not moving. I've been waiting for the money. Because there is a what? A battle. There is a war. There is a demonic manipulation. Now, as I'm talking to you right now, just say gently, say not again.
Not again.
Say it again. Say not again.
Not again.
Say so command.
I command.
Every attack,
every attack,
every economic battle,
every economic,
every
battle,
financial battle,
every financial battle
in my life,
in my life,
every system made by the enemy,
made by the enemy,
to be broken,
to be broken.
So how does the devil raise up this horse, this black horse, or this economic battle? What the devil does, it does not mean that then then you are sleeping at night, then he's coming with a black horse and touching you. No. What he does, if you hear the word horse, it is a war, a battle. And if you hear someone controls it, it means there's a demonic remote control. Now, what happens is, imagine you are doing a project. As you're about to do a project, what they normally do, it's just a remote control. But a spirit will just attack the one. Whether a manager, whether there is somebody who's supposed to make a decision. In the morning, he wakes up. He gets all the documents and they put them in the drawer and locks it. My friend, you'll wait for years, nothing happening. Do you know why? Because there is a system the enemy has raised. So he can raise up that system to you because the devil knows who you are. Come on, somebody say, I'm here, prophet. If you are relating to what I'm talking about, I want you to say louder, amen.
Amen.
Now, you agree with me. Now, get this. Imagine you have a business that you're starting and the whole plan, everything is there, everything. But some way, it just gets stuck. Not that you're not working hard. You work hard. In fact, extra hard. But some way, things will just get stuck. It is this some way, I'm telling you, that there is a demonic manipulation. As I'm speaking, what you are now, it is not who you are in the realms of the spirit. Let me show you something. In book of Jeremiah chapter 1, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1, from verse 4. What does the scripture say?
The Bible says, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Now imagine this, God speaking to Jeremiah. Mama Garusha, Perakia Fahandes. Come now, this is what the Lord says. Before you were what? Before you were born. He says, I what? I knew you. And I ordained you.
A prophet.
And I sanctified you. Then God says, a prophet. Now imagine where you are. God says, I ordained you as an apostle. Or I ordained you as a businessman. Or I ordained you as a leader. The time God was talking to Jeremiah, was he a prophet? He was not. So there were things which Jeremiah was growing without actually knowing he is. Come on. Imagine how many people today, they are something they are not supposed to be. But in the spirit, God says you are a leader. In the spirit, God says you are this. Raise your right hand and say, I am receiving my deliverance tonight.
I am receiving my deliverance tonight.
Against every demonic manipulation.
Against every demonic manipulation.
Now sit down. Now imagine what the Lord says. Before you were born. And what happened? Now look at verse 5. Look at verse 5.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you.
Mm-hmm.
I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 6. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you.
Wait a minute. So, are you seeing the reaction? Mm-hmm. What did he say? He says, I can't speak. Do you understand that? For I am what?
I am a youth.
I am youth. The first thing that I want us to deal with, which I'm going to give you in details in the next service, for you to know there's a demonic manipulation, the first thing the devil gives you is fear. You begin to say, I don't think I can make it.
Yep.
It is the voice of the devil. Imagine, oh, glory be to God. Imagine God says you are this. But when you look at your condition, when you look the things you're passing through, when you look in your bank account, and then God says you are this or you will be this, when you see around, you're like, I don't think I can manage. That's when you will know there is a demonic manipulation around you. One of it is fear. Let me show you something quickly, okay? I'm going to just give these points in passing. Exodus 4, from verse 7. To 11.
And he said, put your hand in your bosom again.
Now God is speaking to Moses. Okay, let's jump to verse 9.
Verse number 9. And it shall be, if they do not believe even these two signs, or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the liver and pour it on the dry land. The water which you take from the liver will become blood on the dry land. Then Moses said to the Lord, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.
Now hear what God said. What did God say? So the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth?
Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord?
Now get this. Imagine God says, I want you, you'll be a millionaire, and you're going to finance my gospel. And you're saying, but God, I have no money. And neither do my businesses move well. And God says, who makes billionaires? Who makes the poor? I'm talking to somebody right here. Who makes one rich? And God says, who makes one talk? Who makes the blind and who makes the thing? He says, am I not the Lord? In other words, God in his plan. The biggest problem we have is most people think you are accidents. And most people, you think your life began when you began believing in God. In fact, God knew you were coming before this world was created. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody here. No. There are people who actually think, until today, like, I think I met God somewhere along the way. So what happens in the spirit realm is that most people do not know that you were already known. God already knew you. That's why the devil manipulates people. Do you know why? Some of you here, you are completely lost. You are in the world, smoking, drinking, doing all crazy things because the devil knew who you were. And God said, no. So God snatched you from the world. Do you know Paul? He was killing believers. Paul was killing the disciples. Because in the spirit, he was manipulated to hate the church. There are people right now who hate the church because they are manipulated by the demonic spirits. Because the devil knows that if these ones who love God, they will go where God called them to go. So I'll show you. Number one. So Moses says, Lord, I am not eloquent. I am slow in speech. What is that? Low self-esteem. The man begins to look himself under. To say, no. You need someone who talks nicely, not me. For you to know there is a demonic manipulation, that's what happens. When you are moving around, you have got plans, you want to have a real estate. When you are moving in town, when you see buildings and God says, oh, these will be yours. There is a mind of the devil that whispers to you, you can't, you have no money. So I rebuke you, Satan. Imagine you have God begins to give you plans. You will do this. This is to be done like this. It will be done like this. And then you move around like this and you say, I need to start this. I want to do this. And then there's a voice, a whisper of the devil. You can't do it. My friend, you will. Somebody say, I will. So first, it's that statement, that voice. Second, when he sees you are persisting, he now goes to block all the doors. He goes now to say, oh, she's serious. Then they go, they block all the doors. As I'm talking now, I have got people who are watching me now who began things and things are stuck. There are people who applied somewhere and to today there is no answer. What do you think happens when we pray? Like those services when I say, we are praying now, get jobs. And the following day, was it last year? Where we were doing instant testimonies. Where people were saying, I applied in 2001 for a job. I applied and they never asked 2001. But after prayer, the following day, they answered me. Wow, what do you think happened? How many can relate something with what I'm talking about? I told you about Gideon. Gideon was supposed to be a ruler, a commander in chief. And when he was going to the interviews, military interviews, they said, no, go to the field. You're not fit for military. The man went into the farm. When he went into the farm, an angel followed him into the farm. And they said, a mighty man of valor. He looked at the angel and said, you mean me? Someone who was chased away from. He said, you are a mighty man. You are the one that would defeat all the enemies of my land. He said, ah. He said, do you know that I am the least? Gideon was now asking the angel, do you know that we are from the poorest family? Because in the spirit, that's how the devil had attacked Gideon, giving him personality to look like he can't do it. Manipulating everyone to undermine him. There are people who are supposed to be hired right now. But they will never hire you because the whole system has been manipulated to hate you. You have done nothing wrong, but there is a spirit to make people to undermine you, to look upon you as useless, to look upon you down. Listen, when the devil wants to finish you, he does not just kill you. He uses the system, the black horse system. I'm talking to somebody here.
Yes, yes.
Listen to me. Gideon was rejected. He was abandoned. He was sent to the farm because apparently he was not qualified. But when he went there and he accepted it, in fact, he even said, in fact, I don't even deserve to be there. The angel said, you are the mighty man. It only took a few days. The man went into the military and he was accepted. Same place where they said, you are too small. They said, come here. And same time when he had an encounter with God, everyone, they're all generals, said, can you become our general? Why was this not happening? There was a demonic spirit of manipulation. Why was this not happening in the first place? He was there. They knew him. Everybody paved the way to say, Gideon, Ruas, be our leader. Ruas. There are how many people tonight who they can't be promoted? Because of a black horse spirit of manipulation. But after an encounter with God,
yes.
I promise you they'll pave way for you.
I receive.
I decree they'll pave a way for you.
I receive.
The same place they rejected you.
Yes.
The same system that abandoned you.
Yes.
They'll come knocking and say, we need you.
I receive.
If I'm talking to you, somebody shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
I don't talk, I prophesy. Anyone opening your mouth and say you receive, it shall come to pass in your life.
I receive.
Now, Ruse Freya, Karamandere Boss. Imagine Moses. You're here, right? Imagine Moses. The man was in the bush as a nobody, taking care of the sheep of his uncle. Yet in the spirit, he was a billionaire, a leader, a prophet, and a president of the people of Israel. And yet the man was busy taking care of the sheep. The system, the demonic system, put him in the bush. The man was on Mount Sinai, taking care of animals. Yet in the realms of the spirit, the man is so powerful. There are people who are so powerful today, but they are suffering in the mountains. Tonight we have to break. Somebody say, break.
Break.
Kaya mandere praka. Somebody say, not again.
Not again.
Sarusha praanta kapaya. I need your holy anger right now.
Yes.
Somebody say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command
every system
working against my success, working against my business,
yes,
working against my career, working against my calling, working against my faith,
yes,
to be broken now.
Be broken.
Are you here, somebody? Imagine a system that was put upon Moses. And God said to Moses, when Moses was scared about Pharaoh, in chapter 7, verse 1 of Exodus, you see what God said? So the Lord said what?
Say to Moses, see, I have made you as God to Pharaoh.
Stop there. Imagine that. You are scared of Pharaoh. Yet God says, do you know who you are? You will become like God in the eyes of Pharaoh. The people you are scared of today, the system you are afraid of, God will raise you above them.
See.
And they'll look at you and say, how did you do it? You will say, it's not by power. It's not by might. It's the God of Major One who has done this thing.
I say,
every demonic manipulation is being broken.
Yes.
Trust me, I have seen the devil trying to do that on me. It doesn't work on me because I handle the devil like he's supposed to be handled. Why is the devil attacking? What is the devil attacking? The identity. He's attacking the identity of being a prophet. He comes after that. If you're a millionaire, you attack that identity. He doesn't want to see you being a millionaire that you are, because he attacks your identity. Say again, I rebuke you, Satan.
I rebuke you, Satan.
That's it. If you're a man of God, you attack your identity. That man of God you are, he will come after it. Tonight we are dealing with that spirit. It has to let you go. And you have to rebuke it as a woman of God, as a man of God, and it will come out. I give you an example of David. Imagine David. When a prophet came at the house to meet the father of David, Jesse, he asked, bring all your children here. He brought everyone, minus one. Do you know who was this one? David. Because according to him, David was not his biological son. If you read the book of Psalms, it will confirm to you that in fact his father thought and his brothers thought that the mother had slept with another person outside the marriage to conceive him. He was abandoned and rejected from his mother's womb by his own biological father. And when he was born, his own mother also left him. To an extent that if there was a boy to send to do things, it was him. Hey, you, do this. And the father did not know he was indeed his son. That's why he said what? Even though my father and my mother rejects me. Why David said that? It's because he was indeed rejected. This is why he said, for they call me as a son that was born from the bush. Why did David say that statement in the book of Psalms? Because these things were the things he was passing through. In those days, the only DNA was a prophet. There was no technology. So when the prophet came and said, bring all your children, he brought all his children minus David. So when he wanted to anoint them, God said, I have rejected them. There is one more. Then the prophet asked, don't you have another one? He said, I have, but he's in the bush. That one is the one we're talking about. That's the day the father knew that, oh, he's also my son. There was already a system to reject him. Yet a man in the spirit was a king. Say, break every manipulation.
break every manipulation.
I rediscover who I am.
I rediscover who I am.
Imagine the whole system from these brothers. And they say, hey, 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 you. Go and give food to your brother. I hear it. But something remarkable happened. The day the prophet met him, it is the day manipulation was broken. I'm talking to somebody here who his manipulation is about to be broken. The prophet just anointed him. And what happened? Same day evening in the palace, they said, we're looking for someone who knows how to play instruments to become a director of music. The job David never applied for. One man in the same palace said, no. There is a young man by the name David. This is the man who was abandoned and he was living in the bush. He was poor, broke. He never even knew money. He didn't even know anything about money. He was in the bush. They said, King Saul said, I have hired him. As he was busy taking care of the sheep, he just saw the convoy. Can I prophesy? Somebody's manipulation is about to be broken.
I receive.
Ah, David said, what's going on? He said, they are looking for you. The man was in the palace. And guess what? Eventually, you know what happened? He was given half of the economy of Israel. The king said, anyone who killed Goliath will be given half of the kingdom's economy. And will be given my daughter for marriage. And he will never pay tax. This was the life of David. But because of demonic manipulation, he was poor, suffering, and nobody, no one knew. There are people who are watching me now. They are supposed to live like kings. But the devil has made them to look like what? Ecclesiastes chapter 10 from verse 5 to 7.
There is an evil I have seen under the sun, as an Ella proceeding from Belula. For it is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in a lowly place.
Verse 5.
For verse number 5.
And we are going to read an NIV, okay?
There is an evil I have seen under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of Ella that arises from Elula.
There's an evil thing going on under this, under the sun. And an error that arises from a ruler. Okay?
Fools are put in many high positions.
Imagine.
While the rich occupy the low ones.
Now, we dealt with this scripture last time, and I just want to read this scripture again. People who are supposed to occupy positions, because of manipulation, they're actually in low positions. Well, fools are the ones given high what? Somebody said we're reversing it.
Reversing it.
And the scripture says what? It's an evil under the sun. And it's controlled by a ruler. And we saw that ruler, right? In the book of Revelation, who sits on a black horse. There is an evil going on. There are people who are suffering and they're not supposed to suffer. But there's a spiritual attack. Continue reading it.
I have seen slaves on horseback while princes go on foot like slaves.
Did you hear that? I have seen slaves
on horseback.
People who are supposed to be slaves are the ones enjoying. And people who are supposed to be a king, a prince, they are walking. And the people who are supposed to be slaves are the ones using horses. Now, in those days, a horse was like a car. So in other words, he's saying people who are supposed to be poor are the ones who are driving. And the people who are supposed to drive nice cars are those who don't even have cars. There is something evil going on under the sun. It rises, it comes, it arises from a ruler. There is a place your suffering is coming from. Your delay is coming from somewhere. There are people who are jobless and they're not supposed to be jobless. And there are people who are not promoted. In the spirit, they're supposed to be leaders and they're supposed to be promoted. There are people right now who are not married, yet in the spirit, God set their marriage. Every manipulation must be broken. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I raise my hand.
I raise my hand.
As a sign.
As a sign.
Of warfare.
Of warfare.
By the power of God.
By the power of God.
And by the name of Jesus.
By the name of Jesus.
And by the decree of heaven.
And by the decree of heaven.
I declare.
I declare.
Freedom.
Freedom,
deliverance,
deliverance
against every manipulation,
against every manipulation
in my life,
in my life,
in my family,
in my family,
in my finances,
in my finances,
in my plans,
in my plans.
Say, be broken now,
be broken